story, I realized that, you know, I'm no longer that hopeless, never amount to nothing, drug addict and, you know, child from the pit that everybody used to call me. I'm a child of God now, and, you know, I belong. Yeah, thank you. But it's all the Lord. It's all Him. We give Him all the praise. I was on crack cocaine for more than half my life. I'm 41 years old. I had tried several treatment programs. You know, it started with marijuana. That's a gateway drug. And it led to crack, alcohol, you know, I smoked cigarettes. And I didn't live a very stable life. And it got to the point where I felt like I could feel death. But, you know, after an attempted suicide, I still didn't die because I knew that that wasn't God's plan for my life. So that's when I finally surrendered to Him. And my life has never, it hasn't been the same. I mean, it's true, He meets us right where we're at. And regardless of what He's shown us, it's a process. And He's showing me more. When I went back to Him, He is opening more and showing me a whole lot more. So I'm just grateful for that. And these ladies also know that, you know, it's an adventure. The walk with the Lord, it gets better. And we have hope and we have a future today. We all do. And I stand on, Philippians 1:6. I'm confident in the fact that He who began a good work in me will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So, thank you. Today we're going to sing and do some testimonies. The ladies are going to give you guys a short version of what's going on with them. I wish we could have everyone give their testimony, but we'll be here later to fellowship with you. I just encourage you to get to know the ladies, and thank you for having us.
Good morning. Oh, it's a great day, isn't it? Sure is. Well, I'm a little nervous, just going to be honest. My first time giving my testimony, so I've just been really praying that God will speak through me today. A little bit of my background. I'm 29 years old. My name is Holly, and I've been in the program going on 2 months next week, so I'm excited about it. I came from California about 15 years ago. We moved to North Carolina, and then from there we ended up in Georgia and lived there for about 13 years now. Going on 8 years of being married, got two beautiful girls, and, you know, life was good. And, I don't even know why, but I started dabbling in different things and, allowed it to take control of my life. And I didn't realize it at the time. I don't think we really do. But I think what really was getting to me was the fact that I couldn't control it enough to stop or to ask for help. My husband would threaten me, you know, divorce, you got to quit. And to me, it was like, you know, that didn't mean anything to me. As much as I loved him, as much as I loved my girls, it was like nothing could stop me, you know. And even though I'd pray, God, help me, I need you. I need a place where I can just seek you and not have, you know, things around me that are tempting me and all these connections. And, you know, I became a drug dealer and doing things. And it was like He heard me. And of course, He doesn't always answer our prayers the way we intend for Him to do so. So I decided through other things that I had hidden intentions, but I was going to move to North Carolina to live with my mom. And I was leaving my family behind. And my hidden intentions were to eventually divorce my husband and just do my own thing, move back to California, go, you know, whatever. God had different plans. And less than a week of me being there, my mom had to make the hardest decision that a mother could ever do. And when I took from her and stole, she decided that enough was enough, you know. Through all the destruction that I was going through, I wasn't realizing it at the time. And I was put in jail. And I seen this book. Somebody was talking about being in the pit. Michelle was. And something about Get Me Out of the Pit by Beth Moore. Never forget it. And it was like God spoke to me sitting there, and He said, you have a choice. You can seek me, or you can just spend time here until your time is up. If all would have gone, you know, I was facing 5 felony charges in 2 different counties. And so I decided to read the book, and it really spoke to me. And at that point, you know, it was just for the next 2 weeks, I just sought Him. and I seen him move through miracles while being in jail. Long story short, my mom came and visited me finally. She heard about Teen Challenge. And of course, you know, again, hidden motives, even though, you know, I was seeking God, you know, I was like, anything, I'll just get me out of here. It took another week. I was out, and I was going to go to the one in Greensboro to be close. Wasn't feeling it. And I finally just prayed and surrendered and said, God, if you want me in Teen Challenge, I'll go. You know, we've got people serving in the military that leave their families for a year at a time. You know, I served the world for the last 6 years. I guess I can serve you for the next year. And so the doors closed there. And my mom goes, well, I was talking to this guy, Larry, about Milwaukee, and we can get you in there easily. I said, Milwaukee? That's south of Green Bay. Absolutely, you know. And so huge Packer fan. Love it. So to be here and give my testimony the first time is awesome. Thank you, Jesus. So, but anyways, I haven't seen my kids since November. And that's the hardest thing, I think, is just being away from them. You know, sometimes you just kind of feel like you forget their faces. And even though you can talk to them, you forget their voices. And, you know, not being there for my daughter's first softball game. And just different things you miss. But ultimately, you know, it's for the glory of God. And he's moving in me. And he's changing my heart. And, you know, and it's amazing to be with so many wonderful women. And we go through things. But at the same time, there's such a unity and a strength. And we pray for each other and encourage each other. And I feel just blessed to be a part of this program. And as Ms. Michelle was saying, it is very difficult. You know, we laugh at the rules and the things that we have to go through and being in moto, which is discipline. You know, you kind of feel like you're a kid again. But there's alternative motives that God has for us through those and a way for us to learn things. And so I just constantly pray that God will teach me to be humble. And, you know, I'm always praying to know him more. And if I can remember this, because I've been nervous, but you know, through that prayer, you know, it was given to me and I've just always felt it in my heart. But Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call to me and I will answer you and teach you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. And that is my prayer is, you know, I want to know God intimately the best that I can. And so I'm looking forward to what he has. I get to hopefully go home for Mother's Day and see my family. And so I've been really praying and giving that to God. And I feel like there's even a restoration that's going to take place in my marriage that I was so wanting to just give up on, you know. And I met him 1 week and we were married. So I only knew him for like 5 days and we got married. And so I feel like there's something that God wants to do there. So, but I'm here and I'm thankful for it. And we'll see what God has. My testimony's not over yet. So more to come. Thank you.
Hi, you guys. I'm Amanda. If I get blotchy, it's just because I'm nervous, so don't freak out like I'm going to. It's just my cue of nervousness. But I feel at home, so that's good. It's comfortable here. I like it. Thank you for having us. I'm 31 years old, and I'm proud to be from Chicago. Holly was my roommate when she first got here, so it was kind of a rival. But praise God. I don't really do too much with where I came from. I spent 17 years in drugs and alcohol. I'm 31, or I will be in May. Ooh. and I came from a Christian home. I was raised by a mom and a dad, a brother and a sister. We had a good upbringing. There was no you know, things that led to where I got to other than just a bad choice of friends when I was, you know, coming into middle school and starting with marijuana, smoking cigarettes, just thinking I was, you know, in that mix. I did kind of get saved a little bit with playing soccer, and I kind of stayed in my academics that way, but so yeah, on and off for 17 years, I've been addicted to drugs, and it ran my life, wrecked my family, my relationships. Probably about 5 years ago, I tried to get sober for the first time, and since then, I've been in and out of treatment programs. My brother's friend, Will, is, I'm from Hudson, so Minneapolis is right by there. Will went to Teen Challenge in Minneapolis, and that was the first time I really heard about it, so about a year and a half ago. And I thought it was for teens, so I thought, well, that's not my avenue. I'm hopeless. Nothing's ever going to work. Will is 4.5 years older than me, so I quickly found out that that wasn't the way it was. He went in, and I thought, man, if Will can do God, I can do God. You know, like, if Will can make it, I can make it. Well, God surprised me by bringing my brother's other friend, Aaron, who I've grown up with since I was this big. And I thought, oh, man, God is good because he did it with Aaron, too. And I don't know about, I guess at the end of November, back in October, I OD'd. And I laid in a hospital bed and just surrendered to God, finally. But I wasn't done yet. I had another month in me. And then at the beginning of December, my brother, who I'm the closest to, came to me and said, you know, look, like, this is it. You don't have another in you, anything. We need you to do this. And so I went back to the original treatment center I first went to, and my mom told me that I no longer had a place to live, which broke me real bad. I didn't know where I was going to go and what I was going to do, and 30 years old, what has my life come to? And so I just got down on my knees in this treatment center in Eau Claire and asked God to show me what I'm supposed to do. And the next morning, my counselor, Katie, told me about Teen Challenge. What do you think, Amanda? And I said, oh, it's a year. You know, that selfish part of me that's like, well, I can't give a year of my life up. You know, like, I've spent 17 years doing it to the wrong, so I might as well try something, you know, different. And about a week and a half later, About a week and a half later, I got on a Greyhound, and Miss Michelle picked me up from the Greyhound station. I've been there about 3 months. Yeah. I thank God every single day for bringing me to that place. I was going to go to the one in Minneapolis, and my heart brought me to Milwaukee. God brought me to Milwaukee. I love these women more than anything. They're my sisters in Christ, and I know that that's never going to be taken away from me. Yeah, God has moved my heart tremendously in 3 months, and I'm so excited for the next 9 months just of this journey to see what he can do and what he's going to do. There's a Matthew West song that we kind of have as our anthem for the women, and in 1 John 3:1 it says, what love the Father has lavished on us, that we could be called his children, and that's what we are. Child of the one true king. And I was going to sing it, but I don't have a very good voice. So thank you for having us. Praise God that we're all here. And we love you. And pray for us as we continue to do this journey. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, for having us. My name is Lisa. I'm 20. I always have such a hard time trying to explain my story. God dealt me a difficult hand of cards to start with. My story starts in a Russian orphanage. I spent my first almost 4 years there. I was adopted, and I came home to America. My parents also adopted my brother. He wasn't my biological brother, but he was in the orphanage with me. And we had a good few years together, but that was short-lived. I remember my parents fighting a lot while I was little, and they divorced. My brother went to go live with my dad, and I lived with my mom. My mom soon got remarried, and it was that point in my life where it took a turn for the worst. I struggled with a lot of abuse. I was beaten down, I was broken, and it came to a point where I just started to abuse myself in any way possible. I was a cutter, I was a drug user, I struggled with poor eating habits, and my life was just a wreck. I moved from school to school. I really struggled in my relationships. And by 15, I had entered my first mental institution because I was suicidal. And for the last 5 years, I've been in and out of treatment programs and psychiatric wards for suicidal attempts and threats and everything bad under the sun. I have tried, and I can honestly say with all my heart, I have tried everything. There was a point in my life where doctors said, I don't know what we can do for you anymore. And I don't know how, only by the grace of God, did I stumble through the doors of Teen Challenge. And I knew right then and there that was where I was supposed to be. And there was such a brokenness and such a void inside me, I had no room for anybody else but the Lord himself. And that hunger still burns in me today. And God has just opened my eyes to things I didn't know were there. God has healed me of so many things, and God is just amazing. I would never have pictured myself saying that, because there was a time where I had wanted nothing to do with God, and it's just been a miraculous journey. I've been here for 9 months. And I am very passionate about serving the Lord. I don't know how, I don't know when or how this is going to work, but I do know that God has a plan for my life. So I stand on that. And I just want to thank you guys so much for having us. There's definitely a sense of family here, and I love you ladies too. You all inspire me. So thank you very much for helping me grow. Thanks.
We're going to, at this time, if you have the ushers come forward, they're going to sing another song. And as they're singing, I want you to just begin to ask the Lord what to give, because this ministry is amazing. It's life-altering and changing, and every single life that comes through the doors experiences a true, real, amazing God. Amen? You can see it all over their faces. And change lives. One of the things that gripped me during the video was when you see the mugshot, and then you see the shot after they come through Teen Challenge, and it's completely different. And praise God that he doesn't just kind of finagle stuff back in order and put duct tape on it and hope that it's okay. Our God heals completely. Amen? He completely delivers, completely transforms. And you can see it all over their faces and change lives. And when you know when you give today, you give on good, solid, rich ground. Amen. So when you write out your checks, when you dip into your wallet, skip over the ones and grab the 20s, would you? Because this ministry is definitely worth it.
Thank you so much for having us again. Wow, Freedom Church, the ladies really overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. That's all I have to say. I got to know them better today, so it was really nice. I just wanted to say real briefly, real quick, Pastor. Okay. For those of you who don't know about Teen Challenge, it was started in 19... Yeah, I'm speechless. It came about in 1958 in New York City. A small pastor from Pennsylvania named David Wilkerson had heard a story about 4 gang members who were on trial for the murder of a polio victim, and they stabbed this boy over turf, over a swimming pool. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of the cross and the switchblade. So he went up there and he searched for these boys. He was able to rescue a couple of them. Nikki Cruz was one of the first Teen Challenge. He was the first actual Teen Challenge student. So that's how it came about. It started with teenagers, so that's how they got the name Teen Challenge. But as time went on, you know, people realized that God's kingdom is bigger than that, and he rescues all the lost, you know. He judges us by what we know, not, you know, what we've done. Praise the Lord. So our program takes 18 and up. There are other programs who take women and children, as you saw on the screen, and there's over 200 teen challenges right now in nationwide. So, yeah, we're really grateful to be here. We're a nonprofit, and we really do totally rely on churches like yourselves who know that God is able, and our sponsors who help out with Teen Challenge on a regular basis. We are trying to incorporate another resale shop for the women, so they can do that as a work detail. The men oversee the cars and the auto donation at the men's center. That's at 922 West Appleton Avenue. The women are located at 727 Wisconsin Avenue. We have the home. They kind of have the facility. So again, God knew what he was doing. We have a book table in the back with crafts. The crosses and the bracelets are handmade by the students. We would really love for you to have one. They put their hearts and ideas and, you know, as they delight in the Lord, into those. And we also have some literature. We have applications back there. If you know anyone that's lost, that Teen Challenge would really be a good, you know, a good thing for them. We have that back there for you to look at. And again, we're just really, really happy to be here, and we just thank you.
Thank you, Jochen. You can take a seat. I should have set the tissues amongst you, is what I should have done. I can't think of any more powerful ministry than Teen Challenge. They restore lives on a daily basis. And the video said it's the Jesus factor. It's the Jesus factor. In the last two or three weeks, we've been in a series called I Am Second, and we're sharing, teaching you how to share your story, the power of your story. And each of these ladies has got a story. Each and every one of you sitting in these seats today have been ordained by God to be in this place at this time, at this moment in your life. And I want you to know that we serve a God that redeems not only the alcoholics, not only the drug users, but he restores all of humanity. And the Bible says that if we would confess our sins, the Bible says he is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He gives that opportunity not just to a select group of people, but he gives it to all of humanity. If we would, could I have everybody stand up this morning? If you're new here at New Freedom Church, this is how we do things. We're not ritualistic. We're not married to any particular way of doing church. We only want to be led by the Holy Spirit to do his will. And one of the things that we do every Sunday is I invite the board up, my board and their wives and the staff, if they would come up. This morning, if God has touched your life, if he has spoken to you, if there's something that any one of these ladies has said to you that has struck a chord in your life, we want to give you an opportunity to come and to see God work in your life. Because what good is coming to church if you don't get anything out of it? What good is coming to church if you don't feel the power and the presence of God? And so this morning, I want everybody to bow your heads and close your eyes. I've been praying ever since I set up this time for Teen Challenge to come. And I've been praying, asking the Lord, Lord, touch lives. Touch lives this morning. Redeem lives this morning. Redeem the time in our lives that we have squandered and broken. And this morning, if you feel like that you have squandered your time, if you feel like that you're broken, maybe this morning you're dealing with a life-controlling issue in your life, and you've tried every way possible to get set free from it. The Bible says it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And this morning, if you don't know Christ as your Lord, if you don't know Him, if you're broken this morning, if you're dealing with something that you can't control, I urge you with every fiber of my being to come forward and allow Jesus to restore your life, to make you whole. Don't delay. Come immediately. I open up the altars this morning as everybody's head bowed and eyes closed. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we speak life. Father, I ask that you would sweep over each and every soul that is in this place. If you feel the Holy Spirit tugging at your heart to come to the altar, come. Let these people love on you. Let these people pray for you. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. Maybe there's some this morning that are just white-knuckling the back of the chair, nervous about coming up. Grab your neighbor and say, you're coming with me. I got to get to the altar. I got to get prayer this morning. If they do what you got to do. Father, I come before you and I lift up to you each and every person that is in this room. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing a work, for bringing healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. I ask, Father, that you would redeem the lost soul here this morning. Bring peace to those that are at war in their mind and spirit, Father. With everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if you're dealing with issues in your life, I want you to raise your hand and say, Pastor, I need your prayers. Just raise your hand so I can see you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that I want with every fiber, every bit of courage that you have to get out of your seat and come forward and allow these people to pray for you. Allow these people to love on you. Come on. Come on forward. Come on forward. Bring your friend with you. Come on. Let's come on. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak healing and life and peace. We thank you for deliverance in the lives of people's souls right now in Jesus' name. I ask, Father, that you would cause those storms to be peace, to be calm in Jesus' name. God, restore the brokenness in lives this morning. Bring healing and restoration, Father. Bring deliverance. Father, I pray over those that have life-controlling issues. I pray, Father, that you would begin to heal, deliver, and set free now in Jesus' name. Father, you can do in 1 second what we can't do in 10 lifetimes. So I speak peace in Jesus' name. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. God, if there's those that don't know you as Lord and Savior this morning, it's as simple as saying, Father, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me for my ways, Lord. I ask you to forgive me. Make me clean and whole today. Give me a new life worth living, Father. Lord, we love you for who you are. You are so good. Your mercy endures forever. Great and mighty is your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Johnny and Linda, would y'all come up? Some of you teenagers, your youth pastors are standing up here, ready to pray over you. If you raised your hand, come forward. Let them love on you. Let them pray with you. Let them encourage you. Hallelujah. I know this may be different for some people in here, but we believe that when you come to church, you are to leave changed, healed, delivered, and set free. That God's word, God's presence is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we could ever ask or think of. His presence is real and able to heal, to set us free, and to give us a new way of thinking, to give us a new way of talking, to give us a new way of living. His word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for victory. We thank you, Father, for healing. If you need healing in your heart, I just want everybody, if you would, if you feel comfortable, to raise your hands. If you don't, that's fine. But if you feel comfortable, raise your hands and say, Father, I'm broken. And I need your love, Father. I need your healing in my life. And this morning, I raise my hands as a sign of faith in you to heal me. Heal my brokenness, Lord. Heal my broken heart in Jesus' name. Father, heal my wounded spirit. Heal my wounded mind in Jesus' name. Father, bring peace and joy to my life again. Bring peace and joy to my life again. Help me to serve you faithfully, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient for me. Let me say this, people that feel this morning that you have to work your way to Jesus, that you have to be good enough, that you have to be faithful enough, that's a lie from the devil himself. Because we can't be good enough. We can't be faithful enough. It's only through his grace and his free gift to us, the salvation of our souls. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Father, you are so good. Your mercy endures forever. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. I thank you, Lord, that you were wounded for our iniquities. I thank you, Father, that by your stripes we are healed. Not just physically, but emotionally. We are freed from sin. We are free from ourselves. And I thank you so much that you have delivered me, and that you have set me free. You have given me a new life in Christ Jesus. You have made me whole and new. And for that I celebrate, Lord. For that I give you glory. For that I give you honor and praise. forever and ever, Lord. Let praise continually flow out of my mouth, out of my spirit, to give you praise that you are so worthy of. Because, Father, you took this dirty and broken man, this dirty, broken, and confused man, and you brought deliverance to me. And you set me free from the law of sin and death. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, you have made us whole. You have made us new. New in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that if you are born again, that the old things, the old ways are passed away. They're gone. And behold, all things have made new. All things have been made new. All things have been made new to the glory of God. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. He is worthy. He is worthy. God does amazing things, doesn't he? One day God took an 18-year-old boy who had given his heart away countless times and trying to find his identity and relationships. God brought me and he put me in a place of redemption. He made all things new in my life, and it's only by his grace. It's only by his blood, because his love and his joy for us is fierce. He loves you with an everlasting love. His love never, ever runs dry. Amen. His love never, ever runs dry. Michelle, we want to thank you and Teen Challenge for coming here today. Give them another hand.